I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. An investigation into Hartford schools by the state's Office of the Child Advocate has found that a former high-ranking school administrator had a history of inappropriate contact with students, yet continued to be promoted through the system. The investigation found that for about a decade, Hartford schools did not have a system in place to address reports of abuse or neglect effectively. This, says Child Advocate Sarah Egan, enabled Eduardo Hanau to remain in the system until he abruptly resigned last year amid allegations he had texted inappropriate messages to a 13-year-old student.
Some of the things that we read were shocking and heartbreaking. And you know, that's really the impression that I had both as a child advocate and as a parent.
Egan says the allegations against Hanau go as far back as 2007, only 2 years after he was first hired in the district as a principal. The state's Department of Children and Families had investigated Hanau at the time and found that he engaged in what's called grooming, which involves preparing a minor for sexual contact. Egan's office spent 9 months looking into the district and found an assortment of problems beyond the incident involving Hanau. School employees who engaged in misconduct were not held accountable. Suspicious activities went unreported, and staff training was inadequate, the report found. Many of the children involved had disabilities.
So the findings were grave, pervasive, concerning. I can say that the district and the city has been responding aggressively and urgently.
Hartford Mayor Luke Bronin requested the investigation last year after Hanau was arrested for risk of injury to a minor, a felony. He's pleaded not guilty and is due in court on February 27th. In a statement, Bronin said the report revealed a, quote, decade-long failure to protect children, and the district must take immediate, aggressive steps to fix it. While investigating Hartford schools, the child advocate also found that DCF had outdated systems in place to document, track, and address the problems happening in Hartford. The family of the young girl who allegedly received the text messages from Hanau is suing the district in state court, claiming negligence. David DeRoche, WNPR News.